The following podcast contains strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, everybody, back to Where Adults We Promise. Tonight's show is going to be pretty interesting. I'm your host, Theron, and my co-host, as always, is Mo One.
Hi.
Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I smoked 50 million cigarettes. No, I'm all right. How are you doing?
has it been a stressful week?
No. You have no idea.
It's just been, it's been hectic. So what we have up for today is first things first, we're going to open the show with, are we going to open it?
Are we going to open it? Pop the track!
We can open it. There we go. We're popping the track. But obviously, as with every episode, we're going to start with
the news. Right. So, this week, we can discuss that scientists have said that they have discovered a way to create oxygen on Mars. And they're going to test it.
What? What is it to do with scientists? I'm like, didn't I say I was done with scientists?
There's a 5-year plan before the first ships leave to colonize Mars, right? But,
okay.
On the way there, they've already got a rover thing that's over there, and they've built like this toaster-sized device that's going to because Mars's atmosphere is only 0.31% oxygen compared to Earth's, which is 21%, and 96% carbon dioxide. What this machine does is like what trees do. So it sucks in the carbon dioxide, and it separates the carbon atom from the oxygen atoms, and it releases oxygen into the air. So now they want to see if this toaster-sized version works before they build a full-scale one that's going to go on the ships that leave for Mars in 5 years. So they're
a giant toaster.
It's the size of, but these, the bigger ones are going to be the size of like a fridge or some shit like that. They're just going to suck up.
So it's going to be a fridge. Right. Okay. So like their plan is to put oxygen on Mars when 90-odd percent
96%.
96%. Carbon dioxide, and they think they're going to pull this off in 5 years.
Well, they don't have anything there now currently that's big enough to do the big job. They're just testing the small thing. So,
but it's 96% carbon dioxide. Yes, but it's going to take long, 5 years.
But then when the first people get there, then they're going to start terraforming the planet. So they're going to need to, they're obviously going to be in like biodomes and huts and shit. So,
but then they're gonna. So what? They're gonna fucking plant trees.
Yeah, eventually they're gonna plant trees, but
But like, how are you gonna?
I don't know. Science. They didn't say that in the story. It's just that they found a way to make oxygen on Mars.
We're kidding. I just scientists, dude. Okay. We gotta move on before my brain explodes.
Okay. Story number two. Breakdancing is going to be an Olympic sport from the Paris 2024 Games.
I'm sorry. Sorry, say that again. Breakdancing.
Breakdancing. You know, popping and locking, the spinning of your head, shit, crumping.
Is the human race that bored? I
What
just
if gymnastics is
like
an Olympic sport?
no, gymnastics is a legit sport. I just
Listen.
I can't.
It's well, okay, look, in Tokyo next year, because they had to postpone it because of Corona, skateboarding is making its debut. But speed climbing is making its debut as an Olympic sport as well. So, well, breakdancing is the next evolution, I guess.
I can't. I can't. We just need to move on
Okay.
because before I die. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, now serious now. Back to more news from Ethiopia. The Tigray People's Liberation Army had said that the war is far from over, and they have started firing rockets and bombing neighboring country Eritrea, because they're saying that the Ethiopian federal government forces are using soldiers from Eritrea to help them. So they're bombing another, a completely different country to the one they have upset with.
And is and is that part true that they seem to say that it, is
Eritrea.
it true though what they are saying?
Well, according to the Ethiopian federal government, they're saying that the Eritrean soldiers are only at the border, because this region of Tigray borders the country of Eritrea, obviously. And
Yes.
they're saying they're just protecting their own borders, whatever. However, the 47,000 refugees that have gone to Sudan have been telling anyone who would listen to them that they were getting beaten up, and the men and stuff were being beaten up and killed and detained and assaulted by Eritrean soldiers. So this, again, this goes against everything that the Ethiopian federal government is saying, and the Tigray People's Liberation Army is saying that this is they're attempting to ethnically cleanse them. So yeah, again, it's a he said, she said. The UN is saying, look at if there's smoke, there's fire. These people are coming forward. So yeah, they're also saying that the Ethiopian forces may have taken the capital of Mekelle or whatever, but they're saying it's fine. They pulled out on purpose because they didn't want the Ethiopian forces to bomb the city and the towns and stuff to dust. So the T Tigray People's Liberation, I'm just going to call them TLP. The TLP are out in the sticks.
Is
Yeah, they're out in the sticks, and they're going to fight on, because they said they just didn't want civilians to die. And the Ethiopians are saying, yeah, but we haven't killed any civilians. And they're coming forward, yeah, but you bombed the city and civilians died. So I don't know. Yeah,
But
so.
I mean, it's. I mean, I mean, obviously the UN has noticed, but what about what is it, the African,
African Union.
yeah,
Yeah, no, they're
yes.
saying, look, you got to stop bombing shit, and you got to start speaking. And but neither side wants to speak to each other, so this is going to end one way. Someone's going to get blown up.
Yeah. No, yeah, somebody's it's gonna happen. It just looks like it's heading towards that way that it's gonna happen.
Hopefully it
And
doesn't.
well, hopefully it doesn't. I hope not. I don't think that anything in this sort of way ends well.
Yeah, but at the same time, as this is going on Ethiopia, as this stuff's going on in Ethiopia, Uganda is saying you ain't seen nothing. So, Uganda's gone and arrested a journalist that's been critical of the government, and people have been
Oh
protesting and
no.
stuff like that, and the army's just been let loose on the civilians. So there's another story to watch.
Yeah, I think we're going to need to watch the whole of Africa at
Yeah,
this
no, I
point in
think
time. We're not doing
she's breaking
well.
down, and then you.
She's breaking.
This is why we said when like people talk about the way Trump is or was and everything like that. That's why we said we saw everything because this happens like on a weekly basis. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, Africa, oh, we're not
I mean,
stupid.
they just
We've gone through some stuff.
the Zimbabwean government just arrested a member of the opposition, one of the leaders of the opposition party, and there's a Russian bird involved. So I don't know
Oh
what's
my word.
going on there. So I think
Yeah.
Putin's gonna get his claws, try to get his claws in Africa somehow. Okay, moving on.
All
To
right.
May 2020. So as you
2020.
know, these weird monoliths have been popping up all over the place.
I saw that. I saw that. I'm like, I'm trying to decipher whether it's real or it's
No,
fake.
it's
I
okay. Look,
actually
what's happened
don't.
is it's these are but like the one in Utah was weird because it was literally in the middle of buttfuck nowhere in the canyon or some shit like that. So someone like had a lot of time on their hands to do it. If it was
I would think
Yeah,
so.
so but now they've been similar monoliths have been popping up in California. One popped up in Britain the other day, so fuck it. So I think
Dude,
people are just bored.
are they the exact same size if
Yes.
one popped up in Britain? And shape and everything, just
Yes.
like random, and size. And are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, like in the same country, I can think, okay, some people have like time on their hands, but all the way over in Britain
It's probably like
and
copycats or something like that, unless that's what they want us
yeah.
to think. Because the one in Utah just mysteriously disappeared.
Okay, so the one in Utah is gone.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Amongst everything else, we could we you know we quite hard off. We need some alien invasion.
No, the aliens are gonna be like,
Give
oh hell no, we'll give it a year, and then.
it a year. Give it a
Yeah.
year. Yeah.
Right.
I've seen just on a side note, I've actually seen that the UK has started the trials with the
Not
vaccine.
the trials,
They recently
not the trials.
administered
The trials are
to
done.
other.
So it's the first people
Yeah.
getting it. So it's the actual dosage.
Yes. So they actually started with an old
Yeah.
lady being the first person to get
Yeah.
it. So I suppose we'll have to keep an eye on that too and see what happens.
I had someone tell, well, not I had, Mo-in-law was saying that someone said to, she brought up the vaccine and something, and some, and the person said to her, "Oh, you're gonna take it? It's the mark of the beast." I'm like, "Oh no." The
So, what?
mark of the beast.
Who
The
has time?
mark of the devil.
I say, who has time? But then again, you get people putting up monoliths.
No,
Okay.
Bill Gates wants to
Right.
control us using nano machine. First, it was a microchip, right? Then,
Giant mic.
so how are you
To do what?
gonna put a microchip into a needle? But then again, from a microchip to nano machines. Oh God.
Right, now you're just going all X Files on
Yeah,
my
but
ass. I don't
look, and then people are like they don't want to take the vaccine because it on ethical reasons because it contains cell from aborted fetuses.
Dang.
And
See. Right.
it
Yeah.
does,
Okay.
but
But.
it's one aborted fetus from the 1960s.
Yeah, but I'm. What?
The cells that they used came from an aborted fetus in the 1960s, all right? So this specific cell is it's the one that was easiest to replicate came from a white
Yeah.
Caucasian male fetus,
Okay.
right? From the lung
Okay,
tissue, from the lung tissue or something like
so
that, right? And it's been grown in a
all
lab
right.
since the 60s. The specific cell group.
Just in case we needed it for a giant pandemic.
No, but 90% of
Yes,
90% of the medication
indeed.
we take contains this fucking protein.
Okay. Anyway, yes, right.
So they say
Okay.
it comes from an
Moving
aborted
on.
fetus from the 1960s. You weren't fucking born. What the fuck?
No, I'm like you are laying the information on me right now, like the whole entire start of the show that I need to go take a nap. I'm too old for this
Why?
crap. Oh,
No, but that's
yeah,
been a
no,
thing for from anti-vaxxers for a
yes,
while. Oh no, vaccines contain cells from aborted fetuses. Yes, it does. One aborted fetus from the 1960s has just been cloned. This specific cell has been cloned since the 1960s.
it does.
So yeah.
And well, I suppose in its entirety, it's helped millions.
But yeah.
I mean, what do we
But this
say?
goes on to my next May 2020 story. Speaking of stuff growing in a lab, Singapore has been the first country that's approved the sale of lab grown meat. So a company based in San Francisco called Just Eat grows these meat using specific cultures and a bioreactor, right? So what they say, it's a clean meat substitute, but it's meat. So they take again an abort
I
They
can't.
take the
For
aborted
fuck's sake.
fetus from a cow or a lamb or a pig and they grow.
No. For fuck's sakes, can we end the podcast now? I'm done. I'm fucking done. I have nothing to say here. Do fucking
That,
Oh.
the
Yes.
news is done.
The
Wait, because we can just
lard.
talking about
Okay.
aborted fetuses.
Yeah, no. Okay, so for those of you who are still with us after that discussion, today we are going to discuss an important event in history. So welcome to, well, maybe a short version, but welcome to episode two of History You Should Know, the Cliff Notes version. Shall we get into it?
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by the Empire of Japan. So, we're going to be talking about Pearl Harbor.
Right. Basically, in a nutshell. Now, the words in that statement were obviously said by
Franklin D.
the
Roosevelt.
president of the United States, but then
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
yeah, by Roosevelt. So the part that gets me is that, they were suddenly
Yeah, like out of
attacked,
the
like suddenly,
blue.
like out of the blue. The Japanese were bored and they woke up one morning and went, you know what? We feel like bombing Pearl
Today
Harbor.
feels like a good
And
day.
that feels like a good day. And that's why I think it's actually good to discuss because, a lot of he specifically states that suddenly, and there is no suddenly.
Look.
The background of this was taking place over like
Yeah.
years. So, it's not like just like I said, it's not suddenly. It's like
But by
yeah, it
1940,
doesn't
but
make
you have
sense.
to understand something. By 1941, Japan's already been at war for 10 years. And there's some historians that say that World War II started when Japan invaded Manchuria in 1931. So
Correct.
that's a couple of years,
Correct.
good couple of years before Germany invaded Poland.
And I mean that at that point in Manchuria, when I mean this, that cemented Japanese hold on the region with the creation of some type of puppet
Yeah.
state, called, oh gee whiz, what was that word again? Manchukuo? I can't remember. It's something along those lines.
But look, they also Germany gets a bad rap, and rightfully so because of like the Holocaust. But
Correct.
Japan did some vile shit in China.
No,
The
look,
rainbow
I mean,
man king, holy
Japan.
shit.
I know. I mean, they had open warfare between Japan and China, and I don't think China was
No,
winning this one.
because China was
But
fighting itself. China had communist forces like led by Chiang Kai-shek, or not Chiang Kai-shek, Chairman Mao, and then they had nationalist
But I
forces led
mean,
by Chiang Kai-shek, who was fucking insane. But
I mean, so also with that, I mean, it's funny to think the United States government at that point in time, it's extended its first loan to China, and but this happened in 1938 already.
But you also have to remember, around, but then
So.
the United States were funding everybody.
Yeah, which is like, a hand in each part of the pie. I mean, you can't,
It's not like they weren't
like,
giving
what the fuck
they
are you
weren't
doing?
funding Japan with everything. They were sending them tons of fucking oil, and they were supplying Germany with weapons and oil as well. So
So I mean, it's so strange because I think, after the whole lending money or whatever it was, or forces or whatever, to China in 1938, it wasn't even that
no, it
long
wasn't forces, it was
after
weapons.
that.
But
Yes, weapons, yeah. I mean, interesting note that in July 1939 is also when the US announced its termination of the 1911 Treaty of Commerce and Navigation that they actually had with Japan. So, you can kind of feel something brewing at that point
But
in time.
like when J Japan invaded Indochina, because they were a bit like at the time, Japan was like really for a whole pan-Asian thing, where they would be leading the biggest influence in the region. So they wanted to get rid of the Western powers' influence in the region. So they needed to get rid of the French. They needed to get rid of the Dutch. They needed to get rid of the British. And they saw that they thought that America deciding to bulk up forces in the Philippines would stand in their way. So they also felt that if they attacked Britain, the British colonies of like Singapore, that they would and the Dutch colonies, that America would come down on the side of the British, and they were actually wrong about that. But they thought that
They were. They
the
were. I
Japanese
mean,
were wrong about
if you
that, but
look at
then
it
they
at
thought
the
the preemptive strike would be necessary.
Yeah, I mean, the US, like I said, the US was, broke the treaty. Then somewhere in 1940 and 1941, eventually that sort of tension mounted, like you say, with the Indochina
Yeah,
thing
but
and
they stopped
that.
sending them military parts and arms and aviation fuel and stuff like that. But they
Yeah,
kept
no,
sending them oil. They kept
they
sending them
quickly.
oil.
I mean, the thing is, they severed all the commercial and financial relations with
Yeah,
Japan, right? So that
let's not
means,
forget the immigration stuff that they passed a bit earlier. There was a bit
and I mean, all Japan's assets were
yep.
frozen. The
Yeah, but that's
embargo was
after they
declared.
that's after they bombed them. Of course they're gonna freeze their shit.
I mean, it's just strange to think that the way things are looking, the United States was slowly getting more involved. And yes, they obviously had to, there were treaties and there were things that obviously needed to be protected, but they could obviously see that Japan was becoming an issue.
But
So
it's one of those things
they
where
started to withdraw.
Roosevelt really wanted to get involved in World War II on the side of the Allies, but There was a sizable German population and a sizable freaking neo-Nazi population. I mean, there were Nazi marches through New York City at the time, and he couldn't get support of Congress to declare war on Germany. So some people are saying that the attack on Pearl Harbor was an excuse for Roosevelt to get involved on the side of the Allies. Interesting though, we sitting where we sit we might be sitting with another tea boy situation where
Man, I'm still talking about that Tea Boy Alliance. I swear they like down through
because
generations.
Emperor Hirohito wasn't really for attacking the United States, but his military guys
No,
wanted to.
no.
So, on the 11th hour, on like the 5th of November, he decides, okay, like out of the blue, after like rejecting proposals up until that point, and I think a tea boy might have been involved.
No, look, at this point in time, I think, I mean, especially if anybody's aware, there was some type of negotiation between the US and Japan, which actually took place in 1941, and not until sort of like the end of the year, they eventually both figured out that, like, okay, shit, there's no agreement. We can't, there's no agreement. It's not possible. We can't do this. And what's interesting is Japan just continued to negotiate with the US up until the day of the Pearl Harbor attack.
But up until an
Like,
hour before the first bombs dropped, they dropped off
we're
the ambassador or something, dropped off a letter saying that they're open to negotiations and
gonna
shit. But the negotiations were going on, like you
get
said,
in
were going on where they were saying, look, they'll pull out of all these areas if you send us so many tons of oil and lift all the embargoes and everything like that. So
And then, like, basically on the day, they're like, "Surprise, motherfuckers! We were lying." You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, a person looks at how that speech went on by Roosevelt, saying that all of a sudden it was like suddenly attacked. Suddenly,
You did it
you know,
on purpose that
if
way,
people,
though. You did it on purpose that way. The language you used was emotive,
yeah.
and it made it seem like America was the victim. And that's how you rally people behind you, because the last lines of that speech were, I'm asking Congress to declare that we had a state of war with the Empire of Japan and therefore her allies.
Yes, and that's great.
So
Yeah.
yeah, it's interesting that
Yeah.
the all the things that had to come into place, but more of a conspiratory, that's not a word, but but more on that line is that some generals were saying obviously they wanted to have show in with the president, who was like not obsessed, but he was a fan of naval stuff, but he didn't see aircraft carriers as a
Yeah.
main weapon. Little did he know. He saw like your capital ships, your big ass battleship
Still did.
as being the most important part. But they said they're going to need more defenses around Hawaii. And then the other general was like, yeah, but Hawaii is like a fortress. Who would want to attack Hawaii? And they were like, okay, we'll send you some like a token force or some shit. So they sent like, so yeah, but on the where are we now? Have we talked with? Oh, are we 1941?
No, that is why, folks, we are saying that it is
Flip those bushes.
the clo what is it? The Cliff Note version. You know, I'm still thinking about the closet. The closet notes version. It never ends. Still having nightmares. Yeah, we're basically sitting on the fact that in that time, in 1940, okay, like you were saying, 100, they're saying, I mean, in the re research that I looked up, 100 naval vessels, including eight battleships, there was the substantial military and air forces that, and the tension mounted. Now, there's a Admiral H.E. Kimmel and a Lieutenant G.C. or W.C. Short, who shared the command for Pearl Harbor. right? And they were warned of the possibility of war, and not once, but like not twice, but three times.
Not
Okay,
just that, but
this happened on.
the military attaché in Japanese military attaché send radio signals to the consulate in Japan, in the consulate in Hawaii, the Japanese consulate in Hawaii, and asking them,
In Hawaii.
is the entrance to the port mined? Is the entrance to the port of Pearl Harbor mine? And they're like, no.
I like, I
And
just,
no one, and the Americans cracked the
no.
code, and they said, ah, it's just a normal inquiry. Why would you inquire that?
Yes. Why, if you realize that there have been kind of like tensions between the US and I mean that's why, for example, the notice that was sent to Kimmel on, I think it was November 27th, yeah, the last one. And I quote, it says, "This dispatch is to be considered a war warning," end quote. And then it went on to say, quote, "Negotiations have ceased," end quote. And then it says, and then directed the admiral, quote, "Execute an appropriate defensive deployment," end quote. So Kimmel was basically ordered to get his shit ready.
Look,
And the communication on the same day to General Walters C. Short was basically saying that hostile action is possible at any moment.
November
And
25th,
they're
sorry.
published.
No, November 25th, the Japanese fleet of submarines leaves for Hawaii. And on November 26th, six aircraft carriers depart from the depart for Hawaii, consisting of 408 aircraft. And they're like,
And
that, and
and the
you said
thing
that
is,
communication came on the 27th of November. So
no, but I mean, you've got to, you remember I said they didn't get communications, they didn't get it once or twice, they got it three times. Now you must remember, when I talk about that they got it in three occasions, the one was in October, the
when
16th. And then they got it again on November 24th, and then they got it again on November the 27th. So, all those quotes that I read out was the notice that on November 27th. So, between the 4th, 24th and 27th, the Japanese were
They
busy.
really sent
They were getting
it
their shit together. They were ready to send shit out. But in all fairness, though, the US, the measures that they took, okay, that the Army and Navy, was, they were far from adequate.
And consider, look, another thing to say that when we say that they knew about it, the majority of the Pacific Fleet was out on maneuvers, and I'm using air quotes, out on maneuvers the day of the attack. So where were these maneuvers, and why didn't they see shit? No, but
It's just such a, if you look at, that's what I'm saying. If people look at the background to major events, there's some, and always you'll find it somewhere. Go look on the net, go do your research. There'll always be something that is, if you read the whole section of the precursor to a specific event, a major specific event, there'll always be that one moment. That one moment that's going to set the dominoes falling, regardless of where the beginning or the middle or the end. All I'm saying is that there'll be that one precise moment, that'll set the dominoes falling. And you'll always look at it and go, yeah, but if they'd just done
But
this, then it would have
that's what
spared
we need to avoid
thousands of
doing
lives.
when we're looking at history, and by saying, look, if they did this wouldn't happen, because it's easy for us to look back with
I'd
hindsight.
say it now.
However, there's certain actions that is just gonna cause shit. So look.
Yes. Like, I don't know why anybody had to, okay, not to say that anybody was not paying attention, but I'm just saying that, you know, nobody had the foresight to see what was coming. Especially, I mean, if I'm gonna get notices of that type, like I'd be like, you know, this is not, we're not doing maneuvers and a fake damn invasion to tell us to get ready for war. This is legit. So you'd obviously take that into account. I mean, had they reacted when the first notice came through on October 16th, they could have well have
But
jumped the game
look,
completely.
it's also that the Americans felt that the Japanese had no reason to feel threatened by the Pacific Fleet, because the majority of their firepower and everything like that was busy in the Atlantic. So they didn't really feel that there would be any threat. But another thing is that the same day as Pearl Harbor, Japan went and attacked Guam, went and attacked the colony, the Dutch East Indies colonies, the British colonies, the French colonies at the same
It
day.
almost sounds like they were trying to. It almost sounds like they were trying to keep the US busy while they went to go and do the other things. You
The
know,
mistake
keep
was that thinking
their
that the
thing.
US would get involved, and if they left the Philippines alone, and they left Guam alone, and they left Iwo Jima alone,
Yes,
I'm pretty
exactly.
sure that the US wouldn't have got involved, and they would have like tried to negotiate with them, especially since Roosevelt didn't have the full support of Congress and the Senate, whatever, to declare war on anyone.
And I mean, it's interesting to note that, like, the 10 days between the war warning of the November 27th, and the attack itself, those 10 days, no additional action was taken by Washington in the meantime, like nothing.
But again, like I
So,
said, it could have been a
you
thing
know.
where not, you can't say that they wanted the attack to happen, or more,
No,
you can't
obviously
say
not.
that.
Obviously not. But I mean, no. But I mean, there are factors that would say, you know, this is not a joke. We've got to take
But
this
it's
seriously.
look at what happened. Look at what happened with 9/11. Yes, if you have to put it in a modern context, look what happened with 9/11. The Israelis warned America that this was going to happen more than once. The same thing happened,
More than once.
then look what happened. They got attacked suddenly and deliberately.
Suddenly, but that's exactly what I'm saying. Now, you if people, you know, dug deeper and looked into the background of the September 11 attacks, it sounds so familiar. They you know, the warning was there. It was kind of like filed in a file somewhere, and you know, we've been keeping an eye on them. How are you keeping an eye on them that suddenly,
What was it?
you know,
Was it an
it's like history
was
repeating.
it an intelligence failure, or was it more malicious than that? Because like I
I don't
said,
think what
that Roosevelt wanted to get involved on the side of the Allies, but he didn't have public support to go to war, especially because
I mean, you know, because there's a thing that also said in the same early morning hours, there was a army private, George Elliott. He was practicing on a radar set after its normal closing time. Now, back in the day, radars were not like, what's the word? It wasn't as good as what it is now, so to say. Okay. And at that same time, he noticed a large flight of planes on the screen. So he phoned the Senate and he was told to disregard the observation as a flight of B-17 bombers from the US was expected at the time. So, you know, you could say, okay, fine. It could have been. I mean, that could have possibly been the situation because, yes, they were expected at that time. But you know, I don't know. You know, they the first Japanese dive bomber appeared over Pearl Harbor at like exactly the time, 7:55
No, the attack
a.m.
started at 7:48 a.m. That's, oh shit, sorry. Okay, no,
Then
well,
also
wait. We need to.
the first appearance of the dive
Yeah.
bomber appeared.
But the attack started proper at 7:48 a.m. But
Yeah.
when you,
Yeah.
353 Japanese planes in two waves reached the island of
Oh,
Oahu,
yes.
where they were to attack
Yeah.
attack battleships, most of them weren't there, and then the big air force bases and everything like that. And interesting that only 8 of the 49 armor-piercing bombs actually hit their target from the Japanese plane.
Jeez.
Only eight.
And I mean, even before this part, I think you're gonna just love. On the day December 7th, right? So that is when Washington basically learned that the Japanese ambassadors had basically instructed to ask for an interview with the Secretary of State at 1 p.m.,
Yes.
which was 7:30 a.m. Pearl Harbor time.
Yes.
Okay, so this was a clear indication that the war was it was going to happen. So this message took time to
Yeah.
decode. Okay, granted, time to decode. It was not in the hands of the Chief of Naval Operations until about 10:30 on December
Yeah,
7th.
like
Okay, so it was delivered to the War Department between 9 and 10 a.m. of that day.
yeah.
Now, here's the fun part. General George C. Marshall of the U.S. Army, Chief of Staff, by the way, was out horseback
This was
riding
like
and did not see the dispatch until he arrived at office at 11:15 a.m.
that.
Right?
11:15 a.m.
I know, right?
Which time zone?
I'm assuming
That doesn't sound like Hawaii time. If it if
No. Remember that they learned that the Japanese ambassadors has instructed to ask for it. That was 1 p.m., which is about 7:30 a.m. Pearl Harbor time. So I'm
six hour
assuming all
difference.
these times are then Pearl Harbor
Six hour
time.
difference.
Yeah. So this chief of staff was out horseback riding, and he didn't get the dispatch until you got at his office at 11:15 a.m. because that's when people start work. The chief of naval operations, which was Admiral Stark, even then did not think that the communication called for any additional instructions to Kimmel. Because
No, but by the time they go, by the time they
however,
respond and stuff like that, the Japanese are done.
I know.
You
Now, at that point, this general Marshall guy decides to send a new warning
know?
and gave orders to the military command to communicate with the Navy. Now, here's the fun thing. He didn't telephone because he was fearing that his words might be intercepted. Okay, so back in the day, they could do that. So he then instead sent his dispatch by telegram. Fair enough. There was a mix-up in communication, however, and the warning did not reach Hawaii until after the
No
attack had begun.
good.
Yeah, so it's also important to know that it hadn't been filed until midday, which was only an hour before the Japanese planes moved in on the base. So you just tell me in that whole episode of events, I mean, I'm baffled. I'm
I'm pretty
baffled.
sure
I
as
like a
well,
repeat.
if you're waking up and you see, where did my Japanese neighbor go? And his ass is missing, like, oh
Yeah.
shit.
Yeah. He took his shoes with him
If
and he left.
he's on a dinghy
I
somewhere
mean,
floating away in California.
yeah.
Oh
Yeah.
no.
I don't know. I really don't know. There's lots of information based on this. They were saying, while I was doing research, is also I found it interesting that possibly 4 hours before that moment of attack, there was a Japanese
Yes.
submarine, which was sighted by the minesweeper. What is it?
Yes.
USS Condor.
And then
And then about 2.5 hours later, the commander of the destroyer USS Ward sent a message saying that he had attacked, fired upon, and dropped depth charges upon a submarine operating in the defensive sea
Yeah, I
area
think it was
near
nine. They
Pearl
got up to
Harbor.
like 10 nautical miles, or was it 19 miles, or something like that, within Pearl Harbor, or within the distance of Pearl Harbor, or something like that. And that was the first shot of the. But then his things were obviously ignored. I think we should do besides another world battles of World War One thing that Mo 2 wants to get involved with. I think we should actually do a discussion on the Eastern Front of World War II and the Pacific theater of war as well. But because we think about Pearl Harbor,
Yeah, there's a lot
we
to
think
get
about Pearl
into.
Harbor, December 7th, 1941, just happens to be that December 5th, 1941. The Germans reach the furthest that they will reach into Russian territory. They're like within 7 miles of Moscow, and the Russians fight back and drive them off. And this is basically the turning point of the war in the East, and the turning point where Russia starts pushing Germany back all the way to Berlin. So 2 days.
And I think if the Germans didn't plan on being pushed
No, of
back,
course not.
and I think they suffered quite a bit of casualties in between while being, moved back. So there's a whole, everything is so interlinked, and there were so many things that happened around about that
Yes.
same time. Like you say, you do this, but like there's on December 5th, like you said, there's something major happening on another continent. So we could pretty much have 20 million episodes of history you should know. But I think that's why we're doing this. I think it's history you should
And here's
know.
an interesting thing as well. Stalin was begging the Allies to open up another front, and then then Pearl Harbor just happened to happen, and that was his next front, whatever. However, the moment that Churchill was awoken in the middle of the night by a tea boy.
Oh, God damn
Carrying a letter
it.
and a cigar. And the letter said, "Mr. Prime Minister, Japan just attacked the United States of America." So,
And that's all it said. And the tea boy was like, Mr. Prime Minister,
and a
here's your
cigar.
tea. I think
Sorry to
maybe.
wake you, sir, but here's some
And a
tea.
cigar. Let me light it for you. Here's my tea. Let me just, I think maybe you should,
We could also talk about
But yeah.
how Winston Churchill caused a famine in India, killing 3 million people.
Again, we've got like I said, we could do history you should know for like forever.
But
But I think not like every week, but I think these type of episodes are good to get
but
into.
like just
And
on
some
one,
people might find it boring, some
but just
people might
one
not like
event
it.
does get a bit boring. But like an entire thing, like if we had to do like Operation Barbarossa, which was the failure now that came to an end on the 5th of December 1941, that would be cool. Then Operation Neptune, which was the Russian counterattack. Then Operation Citadel, which was the German counterattack, and the Operation Migration, Operation Uranus.
But I mean, one would Uranus. I think think that I mean, where we were started before, I mean, it feels
Yeah.
like we're jumping up and down now. But you know, in commemoration to those who lost their lives
Yeah.
on December 7th, I think that it was a good history you should
Yeah.
know for this week. But I think we should carry on. If we keep on moving forward, we should just carry on from where we left off
Yeah,
in the
but
first show
also think that
and then take it
if
through.
the
But I
date is
mean, you
relevant,
know.
then we should do a history you should know of that on relating to that date. But
Well,
speaking of those that lost their lives and everything like that, when the Japanese left, the fighter pilots left, they knew they weren't coming back. So what their mothers and their wives did was give them a short sword because there are no Japanese prisoners of war. So if they were caught, they were,
No, look, I mean, if
yeah,
caught, then
they
they know
were
what
to
to
commit
do.
suicide
Yeah,
because if they came back alive, they would dishonor their family. So what's better? Death is better than dishonor, I guess. So can you imagine
exactly,
that?
and exactly, and I think that, that yeah,
Yeah.
that's intense.
Anyway.
But yeah, I think. Yeah, I think that should be pretty much the
Clip
cliff notes
illustration.
for this edition of History.
Yeah.
Yeah, for History You Should Know. I want to thank the listeners for tuning in for this week's episode. Look, we you might not like the topics that we delve into in History You Should Know, but
Yeah, and if
it's
you
there,
don't like it,
it's
maybe you
relevant.
should give us some suggestions.
Yes, that'll be great. Give
We'll
us some
talk about
suggestions on what to talk about.
the
And I mean, at the end of the day, we'll
Yeah.
talk about anything you suggest. So bring it on, let us know. And we'll do it. I mean, this is why we wanted to do a podcast in any case. Tell us
Yes,
what you
come on.
want. What are you waiting for? But guys, thanks so much for tuning in. And we'll be back with you next week. So have a good week and hope everything is
Keep
okay and keep safe, guys. All right.